RadioMD.com. This is Health Radio with Melanie Cole.
Just this past weekend, Joseph Beau Biden, an Iraqi war veteran who served as the Attorney General of Delaware, and he was the son of Vice President Joe Biden, died Saturday at age 46. He died of brain cancer. Scary as heck, something that we all sort of fear, and every time you get a headache, you say, could this be that what it is? Nearly 23,000 adults, more men than women, will be diagnosed with primary brain cancers this year, and that's according to thecancer.net. It's a website of the American Society of Clinical Oncology. There's a variety of these malignant brain and central nervous system tumors, and they kill about 15,000 people in the United States every year. We haven't heard yet exactly what type of brain cancer killed Beau Biden this weekend, but assuming that he suffered from a primary type, glioblastoma would be the most common. It's an aggressive form of cancer. It affects the brain's supportive tissues. You know, and unlike other cancers, brain cancers don't typically spread. They don't typically metastasize, but they do interfere with the body's normal functions and depending on where they're located in the brain. I've learned so much from all my doctors over the years that treatment generally involves surgery, kind of scary right there. Then there's usually radiation, chemotherapy, medications, you know, and trying to manage the symptoms, because the symptoms tend to be what's so scary about this. There are some clinical trials going on. Neural stem cells have this ability to hone in on those tumor cells and possibly kind of deliver their own form of chemotherapy right at the site. But those are pretty much in clinical trial stage right now. So I'm looking at this story in two ways. It's a health-related story in that it's about brain cancer, its treatment, its survival rates, but it's also a story about dealing with sadness, loss, grief. You know, they say that God gives you only what you can bear, but it would seem that Joe Biden, our vice president, has really had his plate full. Back, he lost his wife and daughter in a car accident, and both his sons were also in that car accident. He was sworn in as a senator while standing at the hospital bed of Beau Biden. To me, it seems like I get afraid of a lot of things all the time. We have to try not to worry about things all the time, but we have to try and look at this to look for answers. We're going to watch this man closely in the next, you know, few weeks and see how he deals with it. Odds are he's going to put on a brave face when we see him in public. I don't know how anybody can do that, but I think the lesson that we take from this, not only about brain cancer, its symptoms and treatment and research, but also overcoming tragic times, carrying on. Anyone who's ever lost anyone will know that you have to carry on. It's all you can do. You really don't really have any other choice. And I think we're going to be watching Joe Biden closely to see how he deals with this. He's still the vice president. Now he's lost his wife and two of his children. That is just something that I can't even imagine. As a mother of two children, I don't know how you can ever even think of anything different. So our heart and our minds go out to Joe Biden at this time. It's a terrible thing, but I think that we learn from this how to deal with loss, how to deal with our grief. And so keep an eye on it, and also keep your eye here, because we're going to be talking about these breaking stories. This is the new show. It's Health Radio. I'm glad to be with you. This is Melanie Cole, and of course you're listening to Radio MD, and I hope you'll share these shows with your friends, because we're going to be talking about a lot of important things. So thanks for listening. We're starting off the show. Stay tuned.